Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being with me. My name is Will Johnson. My website is uniteamericafirst.com. All right, let me go in here because I need to make sure that we are good. Hey, everybody. So as promised, I do have some stuff I want to share with you about Christianity. Is that okay? Some of the stuff that I talked about, I would say maybe 4 years now. I talked about this topic 4 years ago. I did a short video. I think it was either on Facebook or YouTube. I can't remember exactly, but 4 years ago, I talked about what is going to happen, what's going to come. Not a prophet, no crystal ball, just see the writing on the wall. We're going to talk about that and so much more. Let's talk about it. Are or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. And as I said, 7 p.m. Central, I am here, 7 p.m. Central. And I'm just kind of curious. Did you set an alert on your phone so you would be here? Or did you get a notification? Let me know. Say, I got an alert on my phone. So you get to say phone or notification. One or the other. Phone or notification. I'm kind of curious because I'm going to be looking in the comments to see. Okay. So about 4 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that, maybe 4.5 years ago, I did a video when I was still living in California. And I was saying, and I was talking about how they're coming after Christians. And this is before they got to the point where we are today, where they're trying to change Christianity. And I saw it coming. And I'm pretty sure that I wasn't the only one that saw this coming. But I said 4.5 years ago that they're coming after Christianity to change it or to do away with it altogether. And one of the things that came to my realization about it is that at the time they were not saying Christianity. They weren't purposely saying, okay, we're going to go after Christians. They weren't saying that. They were talking about white people. Their target was white people, which was really bizarre. And I was like, why are they targeting white people like this? Because what they're saying about white people is not true. So why are they targeting it? Then it dawned on me, oh, it's Christianity, because majority of the people in this nation that are Christian happen to be white. So instead of them coming out saying, and they can't say it because a lot of black people consider themselves Christians, so they could not go that target. They could not go that way. But now there's been evidence that the FBI, the DOJ, was going to actually start targeting Christians. Now, they probably already were in the works, in the makings for a couple of years now. But now it's starting to come out that the FBI was actually going through with this. Why would they do this? Why would they find the need to try to infiltrate churches, Christian churches, Catholic churches? Why would they find the need to do this? They're doing this because they feel that Christians, most people that are Christians too, they're Republicans, and they know this because they see a threat. See, they have this whole demonic thing that they want to do. They want to target our children. They want to target our way of life. They want to target your beliefs in God. And now you have the FBI that's been weaponized against the American people to target us as Christians. Just like in the Bible, it says in the last day, you'll be persecuted. You hear me? In the last days, you will be persecuted in the last days, you'll be persecuted for my name's sake. And we're seeing that take place right now today. We're seeing it happen. Let me play this first video for you. This is one with Jim Jordan. And Jim Jordan is talking about it, but Jim Jordan, Jim Jordan's awesome, but I don't think Jim Jordan got all of the information. And I'm just saying it. He believes that the FBI was talking about doing it and not actually going in and doing it. Me personally, I think the FBI was already doing it and they got caught. So now they're saying is that, well, we were just kind of like contemplating it. We were thinking about it. I believe they were actually doing it. Listen to this.
It's a brave whistleblower who brought us, came forward and told us about what was going on in the Richmond field office. They were looking, the FBI in the Richmond field office was looking to put sources in churches, have informants in Catholic parishes. That's what they were looking to do. Someone needs to give them a lesson in the First Amendment. This memorandum that they put together that we now have, this memorandum talks about doing just that. And it was signed off on by two senior analysts and the chief division counsel there. How can a lawyer sign off on something like, and frankly, but for the whistleblower, I don't know that this wouldn't still be going on. And this thing was sent out to all the other field offices. Now stop and think for a second. Yesterday was probably more Americans in church than any other day of the year. The day we celebrate the resurrection of our Savior. More millions of Americans going to church. Now what if this FBI thing would have been carried out? There would be people in the church spying on fellow parishioners, fellow churchgoers. That's what they were looking to do. That's how scary this is, what they've done to the First Amendment. And when you put it in context, remember, the FTC a few weeks ago, we learned, was asking a private company, who are the journalists you're talking to? Name four personally. Two of those journalists testified. When one of them's testifying while Democrats are asking who his sources are, the FBI's knocking on his door. And now we learn that here in the last month, now we learn that the FBI was looking to put informants and develop sources in churches where you go to talk to your pastor, to your priest, looking to do that. That is frightening stuff, and that's why the work we're doing in this committee, I think, is so darn important.
You know, and again, he's saying that this is something that they were thinking about doing because of what the whistleblower told him. Well, there's actual other whistleblowers that's coming out and saying, no, we were actually already doing this. We were already doing this. So more information is going to come out about it. I think just Jim Jordan probably hasn't received that information the time of the recording of that video.
Yeah, and it just shows Christopher Wray lied.
Oh, he lied 100%. He lied 100%.
I mean, they lie all the time. These hearings, I'm sorry, they're quite useless because they get up there and they don't want to say anything in front of the camera that might make the Biden administration and them look bad.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
You know, I mean, this coming out, again, the reason why they didn't want to say Christianity when I was talking about this 4.5 years ago, it's because there's a lot of black people, a lot of Hispanic people, a lot of Asian people that consider themselves Christians. And if they turned that light bulb on for those people, then those people would turn away from them. And I'm talking about the Democrat Party. They would turn away from them if they knew that they were coming for Christianity because of your beliefs in God. You still think that we're not living in the last days? That's fine. That's fine. You can continue. You can continue. I'm not going to force you to believe anything. I'm just telling you what they're reporting on. Now, listen to Senator Josh Hawley as he talks about this, and he's actually talking to the guy that said that the FBI was not doing this. And I want y'all to listen to it because he's drilling him about the FBI doing this. And let me remind you, the FBI kicked down the door of a Catholic priest. Kicked down the door because he had the audacity to fight for life, and they kicked down his door. Listen to this.
Attorney General, are you cultivating sources and spies in Latin Mass parishes and other Catholic parishes around the country?
No, the Justice Department does not do that. It does not do investigations based on religion.
How many informants do you have in Catholic churches across America?
I don't know. And I don't believe we have any informants aimed at Catholic churches. We have a rule against investigations based on First Amendment activity, and Catholic churches are obviously First Amendment activity. Well, but I don't know the specific answer to your question.
You don't know the specifics of anything.
He doesn't know the specifics of anything. Nothing. You know what? And they do this all the time. They get caught and doing basically what I call criminal activity. They get caught. And they want to act like, well, that's not what we're doing. We got caught doing it. Just deny it. Just deny it. If that was, you know what? If they were not doing it, why would Senator Hawley bring it up? Why would he even be asking him that? Is Senator Hawley asking him, is he flying around the earth in a UFO? No, because he's not doing that. But they are spying and they're infiltrating. If they're doing it to Catholic churches, you best believe that they're doing it to other churches too. Anyone, anybody that will talk about God. Now, you know, the Catholic Church here lately has been like really gone somewhat woke. I mean, I know some, I've talked to Catholic people who are Catholic, who are highly upset about the direction the Pope has been taking the Catholic Church. And it's pretty wild. And I think it's happening because we're living in the last days. Now, this was on Hannity. Listen to this, because he's going to bring up more information about this.
It seems.
Senator, did the Attorney General of the U.S. just lie to you in that exchange? Do we now know that?
Sure looks like it, Sean. Sure looks like it. Listen, he knew at the time that he couldn't answer the question because it looked so bad. He knew that it looked beyond the pale, and it is beyond the pale, Sean, for the FBI to be going into any church in America and trying to spy on Americans. And now we know that's exactly what they were doing. They are infiltrating churches. They are trying to spy on us. They regard churches, apparently, as the enemy, and church-going yep. Americans as akin to terrorists. And yeah, yep. the Attorney General sat right there and told me, no, we don't do that. And now we know they do, in fact, target churches. And they have been. There's got to be accountability for this, Sean. He's got to be called on the carpet. The House needs to call him. The Senate should call him, too, but the Democrats will never do it. There's got to be some accountability. And the targeting of Christians and churches has got to end.
So why won't the Democrats call him in the Senate? Oh, I know why. Because the Democrats reject God. That's why. So why would they call him? No, we're not going to call him. He's doing exactly what we want. Democrats, that's who they are. So, of course, they're not going to call him at all. This is a deliberate attack on our First Amendment rights. The federal government has been weaponized against the American people, and a lot of people don't want to hear it. It's 100% true. Here it is. Why in the world would they be talking about this if it wasn't true? Why would they be talking about this? And if anyone think that I'm lying, if you think that I'm lying, why are they even talking about it? Why don't they have something else they can talk about? I mean, what would be the end game for them? To get everyone, oh my goodness, they're coming after Christians. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. The Democrats have already demonstrated. This whole thing about the way they're doing with children and stuff is a deliberate attack on Christianity, because they don't want you to believe in God, because they know if you believe in God, you're going to believe that you were created in the image that God wanted you to be from the get-go.
Let me read from your letter to the Attorney General. Let's be clear. Your department has decided to turn Catholic congregations into front organizations for the FBI. And when asked about it, you decided to fudge the truth before Congress. You wrote in that letter, that was early this morning, and you said this is an unconscionable assault on American Catholics, First Amendment rights, and an abdication of your duty to enforce the law without fear or favor. Now, you know, we've been dealing with issues involving whether or not the FBI has been politicized and whether the Biden DOJ has been weaponized. Do you believe not only that he did not tell you the full truth, that in fact the opposite happened, that they were involved in recruitment at these churches, number one, and number two, what should be done about it?
Well, number one, yeah, it looks like they were involved in recruitment. Look, all I know is what the House Judiciary Committee turned up, which is actual evidence that the FBI did go, Sean, and cultivate, I think they called it undercover sources at these Catholic parishes, that they set up a program to try to get into these Catholic churches. And Sean, you and I both know, if they're doing it in Catholic churches, they're doing it in other Christian churches, they're probably doing it in Orthodox communities. It's all over. I mean, you know for a fact that they're not just cherry picking. This is a policy on their part. And we've seen it before, Sean. We've seen them use SWAT teams against pro-life Catholics. Yep. We have seen them go after parents yep. who dare to question what they're doing in schools. This is a pattern and practice of this administration to use law enforcement against anybody who questions them, and especially yep. to use it against people of faith.
Yep. I saw one person asking, well, exactly what is the FBI trying to accomplish here? They believe, because you notice that the FBI, they don't ever infiltrate these, and I've yet to see it. They don't ever infiltrate where you have these adults doing certain things with children. I've yet to see them do that. I've yet to see a news report coming out talking about the FBI shut down this whole ring. Right? Why aren't they doing that? Oh, well, we got President Trump. We need to raid Mar-a-Lago. That's more important than what they're doing to these children over here. This is disgusting. It's 100% disgusting that this is happening. You know what? I'm not surprised that this is happening right now. I'm really not. Because I see the writing on the wall. And I'm just sharing with you what I see. They're doing this because the federal government rejects God. The federal government hates God, and they hate everybody who believes in God Almighty. That's the reason why they're doing this. And you never, I'm willing to bet you will never go to a church that's telling you that the federal government hates you because you believe in Christ. They're not going to. No, I don't want you to leave. You need to stay in your seat. You know, we need people coming here. Listen to this one, because this is with an FBI whistleblower that's actually talking about this. See, they are doing this. They're probably still doing it. They're probably lying, saying, well, no, we never actually did this. We never went through with it. You know, we were, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. But listen to the FBI whistleblower talk about exactly how they're coming after Christians.
Being FBI informants inside of what? Church groups? Bible studies? What were they doing? And what were they looking for?
Well, the original whistleblower disclosure that Kyle Serafin came out with was this intelligence report from the Richmond Division that was about, quote unquote, radical traditional Catholics who might be prone to become radical extremists because they held these very problematic views about traditional marriage and pro-life and pro-border security. And the FBI said, look, it's a low-level employee, low-level analyst. This didn't meet our exacting standards. We've corrected the problem. Well, now it's come to find out that they lied about that, and they're willing to really go down to some pretty deep depths of deception. And they were actually tasking, there was an operation in place where they assigned an undercover agent to...
Now, listen to this. Listen to this. He's an FBI whistleblower. Listen to this. Now, they're probably going to come after him after this. I mean, I'd imagine so.
...to infiltrate these Catholic parishes to perform what is called a Type 5 assessment, which is them assessing whether or not anybody there could be recruited to be a paid or maybe a voluntary informant on the FBI's behalf to inform on any radicalization that might be going on. So essentially asking people to inform on their fellow parishioners because they might hold beliefs that the government deems to be problematic and radical, and those being pro-life, pro-marriage, pro-border security, which are legitimate beliefs that large swaths of the country holds.
You hear that? Pro-life, pro-border security, pro-marriage between a man and a woman. That's who they're targeting. This administration has gone completely woke. I mean, we already know that they're woke. They were woke day one. But it's demonic what they're doing. Demonic.
But now that the FBI is deeming these to be problematic, I think it spells some problems for a lot of people around the country.
Did they ever do this sort of infiltration or looking for informants when it came to child molestation accusations inside of the Catholic Church? Or did that just get, oh, yeah, no, we'll just... We'll investigate those as people come forward saying that they've been molested. I mean, it's like, where are the priorities with this?
Well, certainly they're now focused a lot of resources on domestic terrorism, as they call it. If you look at the top four priorities that the National Security Branch listed, two of them are radical anti-government extremism and radical ethnic extremism, specifically white supremacy. Well, the President of the United States called anybody who voted Republican a white supremacist and an anti-government extremist. Yep. So now the guns have been turned around on about half the country who decided to pull the lever for a GOP nominee for office. And
it wasn't even just for President Trump, like he just mentioned. It's for a GOP nominee. Anyone on a Republican ticket, they were doing this. So... And I still blows my mind why Mitch McConnell did not help Republicans win the Senate back. It still blows my mind. And I understand why he did it, because he knew that the Republicans were going to remove him. So he would rather allow the Democrats to retain the Senate than to allow them to remove him. So he'll just be the minority leader in the Senate. He'll still have his current power, per se. They have his current power, per se. This is crazy to me. It's 100% crazy to me. And I talked about this about 4.5 years ago, how they're going to come after you because of your beliefs. And, you know, the big tech companies, they're behind it. I've actually had people send me messages and said, Will, I took quotes from the Bible, actual scripture, and put it on social media. And they said they would end up like a 3-day ban or 7-day ban, and sometimes a 30-day ban. And then they were saying it was disinformation or it was misleading. And they show, and they have a screenshot of it, and they didn't say anything about it. All they did was take the quote and put it on social media, and they said it was disinformation coming from the Bible, straight from the Bible. Do you still think that this is not deliberate? Do you still think that the times that we're living in is just a coincidence? You and I, we were born for this time. You and I, we were born to see these things happen. And a lot of people many, many years ago, I mean, not even many years ago, 2 years ago even. So, you know, it would never get this bad. It would never get like this. It would never get like this. But yet here we are. It's gotten really bad. So there was another story we wanted to talk about. This was Michael Cohen. Have y'all heard about this? Michael Cohen. We have an article on this, right? Michael Cohen. Trump is suing Michael Cohen for how much? Let's put it on the screen. How much?
$500 million.
$500 million.
That's right. This is not a small lawsuit at all. Former President Donald Trump is suing his ex-lawyer, Michael Cohen, for more than $500 million, alleging a breach of his attorney-client relationship, unjust enrichment, and more. And as I go down here, it says a lawsuit alleges Cohen breached his attorney-client relationship by spreading falsehoods about Trump that were likely to be embarrassing or detrimental and partook in other misconduct. The lawsuit alleges Cohen spread falsehoods about Trump with malicious intent and to wholly self-serving ends. The lawsuit details Cohen's myriad of public statements, including the publication of two books, a podcast series, and innumerable mainstream media appearances, and ignoring cease and desist orders. Such continuous and escalating improper conduct by Cohen has reached a proverbial crescendo and has left Trump with no alternative but to seek legal redress through legal action. The lawsuit states, adding that Trump has suffered vast reputational harm as a direct result of Cohen's breaches. 100%. Yes. Everything in there is true. Yes. They got the goods to back it up.
Yep, they sure do. And you know what? Michael Cohen went on many, many broadcasts, especially on MSSTD. He went on there many times, and as well as the Communist News Network, bashing Trump, lying about Trump repeatedly. Let me remind you, Michael Cohen went to prison for lying, straight up lying. And now he's getting sued by President Trump for $500 million. And you know, Michael Cohen, he's probably going to run right over to MSSTD if he's not on there right now. He's trying to intimidate me. He's not going to intimidate me. I'm going to fight him. I'm going to stand up against him. He's been lying about President Trump, and they have the goods on it. Every single time he went on there, you know they were recording it. Every single time. And once they go to the courthouse and they start popping him on there, he's going to look stupid again because he did this to himself. He really did. He really did. Okay, I think we have, let's go into this next story here. This is about the foreign affairs. You know, it's not really looking good between what's happening with China, Russia, North Korea, just all these other nations that want to destroy America. It's really not looking good. And the Biden regime is not helping at all, especially with these docs, right? These leaked docs coming out of the Pentagon is not helping at all. Well, when you talk about foreign affairs, Who do you think would be a better person to run the country when it comes to foreign affairs? And I'm going to say it right now, right off the bat. President Trump is the man. President Trump was able to get Kim Jong-un to come to the table. President Trump was the first president, United States president, to ever set foot in North Korea. How huge is that? President Trump was nominated for 7 Nobel Peace Prizes for what he was doing in the Middle East. They hate Trump because he was doing so many positive things. President Trump knows how to deal with people across the planet. They don't like that. They want America to be last, and President Trump was pushing America first. Now, listen to this with Neil Cavuto. Now, I've kind of, you know, I don't really care for Neil Cavuto on Fox News. I really don't. And a lot of people go, all you do is watch Fox News. You just care about Fox News. I have my reservations. Neil Cavuto is one of them. But listen to this, because he's interviewing a representative from the state of Florida, and he's going to straight up tell Neil Cavuto the difference between President Trump and Ron DeSantis when it comes to foreign affairs.
See, great job, my friend. I appreciate the update. Yeah. And the congressman, and how, who's going where at this point, what to make of it. Congressman Corey Mills with us right now, the Florida Republican, House Armed Services Committee, House Foreign Affairs Committee. Very influential member. And of course, Congressman, you have set your lot with Donald Trump over Governor DeSantis. Why?
Well, first off, I wouldn't necessarily say that I put President Trump over Governor DeSantis. As the correspondent just pointed out, Governor DeSantis has not announced his run at all.
Exactly. But people like Neil Cavuto and all of those on the left talking about Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis. Why do they do that? Because they want division within the Republican Party. They want that division. But it's not even there. It's not there. And Ron DeSantis still hasn't come out and said it. Now, have they been pouring money into these super PACs for him? Absolutely. And who's to say that they're not pouring him in there for 2028? And people have their reservations about Ron DeSantis. As a governor, you can't knock what he's been doing as governor. I just wish he would distance himself from Jeb Bush and some of these other establishment Republicans. Then he would be kosher, but it's a little disappointing.
True enough. You know, when I look at what's happening and General Jack Keane, who has so perfectly laid out the foreign policy failures of the Biden administration and their weakness, I think that we need someone who has a proven track record in foreign policy. And President Trump, whether it was a replacement of NAFTA with USMCA, whether it was the Abrams Accord, whether it was the China Phase One deal for holding adversaries accountable, the moving of our embassy to Jerusalem, the balancing of our relationships and building of adversaries, the holding accountable of NATO for people like Germany, France, and Italy who are paying less than their share. I think that it's hard to argue the fact that people may not like the tweets, but from a foreign policy perspective, knowing that's intrinsically linked to domestic policy, President Trump has a proven track record. The additional thing that we have is this, Neil. I think Governor DeSantis is an amazing governor, and Florida is blessed to have him, and we want to maintain him. But we need 12 years of solid leadership in America, not 4 years, not 8 years. And the benefit President Trump has above anyone is he does not have the looming fears of re-election, where he can make the necessary decisions to get us back on track economically, politically, and militarily.
So when you made this decision, Congressman, and Matt Gaetz made this decision, and Anna Paulina Luna made the decision, and you know, Byron Donalds, and on we go, was any of it based on the momentum and the support that former President Trump has enjoyed since his indictment, that far from hurting him, it kind of rallied the party around him? We see it in his poll numbers. We see it in the millions of dollars he's raised since this New York indictment first came down. Was that a part of this?
No, and in fact, I actually went down to Mar-a-Lago and met with the former president about 8 weeks ago and had discussed when the right time was to roll out the endorsement. But also, we wanted to look at whether or not further members would come together to do almost a mass rollout for Florida delegation members. And the indictment and all the other things, I think, has done nothing but unify Americans behind the president, realizing that if the justice and judiciary system can be weaponized to go after, you know, the political winch of a former president, what could it do for the average American? And I think that that in itself, while it's been unifying, had nothing to do with my decision to back the president, because I look at what's best for the nation before I look at what's best for the party or what's best for me.
And you know what? The establishment Republicans, and along with Neil Cavuto, he doesn't like what he just said. He doesn't like that because they want the party first. They put the party first. The Rhino Republicans, they put the party first. President Trump is putting America first. There's a difference, a total difference. Okay, we are at that point. We're at that point right now. I want to say thank you to a couple people that I know we got a few stars. I don't know if we got any super chats. Did you see if we had any super chats, Shannon? I don't know.
Let me look real quick. I know we got a Rumble.
We did get a Rumble?
Yeah, we got a Rumble.
Oh, nice.
From Jens. I don't think we got a super chat.
From Jen?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. Jen says, who is above the government? Our Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior. The government does not like Christians because we, what is that? We revere a higher power and it isn't government, 100%. And thank you so much for that blessing. Thank you so much for that Rumble rant. Let's do split screen with this. Put the split screen up there for me. All right. And what about the stars?
Yeah, I can't see the stars, which is really weird. I saw it yesterday, but I can't see it today.
You need me to show you again?
You can.
Okay. Let me come over here. Make this full screen. Make that full screen for me. All right. Go to that link, everybody. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, it was right there yesterday. Oh, here we go. Okay, yeah. So we have Chad on Facebook that gave Facebook stars, and also Andrea. So thank you for those. And also, everybody that has a hard time, because some people have a hard time donating through some of those platforms.
Yeah.
You can also go.
Facebook's been making it difficult for people, actually.
Yeah, unfortunately. But if you want to bring up my screen real quick, you can also go to uniteamericafirst.com/donate. And we have several different ways you can donate there. You can do Venmo,
Cash App. So this on my website, uniteamericafirst.com/donate.
Yeah, and you can even mail a check.
Please support me. Please support me to help me keep going, to keep the lights on.
And we also have merch if you would like to support us that way.
Use UAF10 to get 10% off.
That is right. We have a discount code now.
UAF10. UAF10 to get 10% off. Awesome. Yep. Okay, let's put the Rumble back up on the screen one more time. And come on, join me over on Rumble. Because, of course, you know, some of the stuff that I really want to get into next, I can't put on Facebook. For those of you that's not going to come over to Rumble and from YouTube, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for being there.
And remember
there.
To tune in Monday through Friday.
7 p.m. Central. Set an alert on your phone. Set an alert on your phone. Okay.
And also go check out our other videos. We also did another video earlier today.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, we're going to end them on Facebook and YouTube. We're going to end it right now. So join us over on Rumble. All right, we're just going to give it a couple minutes here.
And then we got a couple of super chats on YouTube. I want to just say thanks to Kevin R. Thank you very much. He said, keep it up. And Nora May also said, thank you. So appreciate you guys for supporting Will. God bless. And see you over on Rumble if you go over there.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. What a blessing. Okay. Yep. I see we're done on Facebook. And you did the The YouTube as well? Wow, that's interesting. This is the second time this has happened to me. So, you can come to me now. So, here on my phone, my mobile device. Earlier today, my Twitter app was uninstalled. And now, my YouTube app was uninstalled.
What?
And I just went to YouTube a second ago because I was looking at what people were saying.
That's weird. You know, I could see why they would take off Twitter, you know, because they don't like Elon, but for them to take off YouTube
Something's going on. This has never happened before.
But twice in one day, huh?
Never happened before.
Well, let's get into this, Will, because we still have quite a bit more to talk about today.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because we're going to run out of time.
Yeah.
We don't have time at all any longer. This stuff is going by really fast. Okay, let me see. I think this first one that I want to share, is it this one here? Nope. Let's just get to this real crazy stuff here. But before we get to the real, real crazy, I want to play something from Senator Kennedy. I like what he says about Alvin Bragg, because you know Alvin Bragg, he's now suing Jim Jordan, right? I mean, come on. He's suing Jim Jordan because Jim Jordan is just simply asking questions. If you're going to go after a former sitting president and you're going to say that all this stuff, which never happened in the history before, you need to kind of produce something because this is taking our country down a direction. And what I've heard is that now there's some district attorneys that's looking to do indictments against Hillary Clinton and even Obama. How awesome is that? Now, you know, they have actual dirt on them. And Shannon, did you know there's been rumor that Obama is talking about leaving the country?
He ain't going to leave the country.
They said the rumor has it that he's going back to Kenya.
Whatever.
But anyways.
He's not leaving his rich mansion.
Oh, no, he's not. Oh, no, no. You know what? He's like, I'm too powerful. Same thing with Hillary Rodham Clinton. She'll have people body bagged before they do anything to her. But listen to this with Senator Kennedy as he's talking about Attorney General Alvin Bragg out of Nazi Newark. I call it Nazi York.
I have I've watched Mr. Bragg. It's clear he is not exactly Oliver Wendell Scalia. My guess is he is scared to come before Congress. I watched Mr. Bragg's press conference after he announced his indictment. He was not impressive. I have read his indictment. Legal scholars, much more qualified than I have criticized it as being an inferior document.
Yep.
I read it. It looked to me like as a legal product, someone knocked over a urine sample. My guess is Mr. Bragg will not try this lawsuit himself. A good criminal defense attorney, based on what I've seen so far, will take his head off. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't want to be naked and alone, not literally, but figuratively, in front of a congressional committee having to answer tough questions.
Exactly.
That's my assessment.
He doesn't want to have to answer any tough questions because when they ask him about the 34 charges, he said, I can't tell you what's in them. I can't tell you what's in them. He didn't want to tell anybody what's in these 34 charges, right? He didn't want anybody to know. Okay, so let me get to this real crazy one here. This one is about this is it right here. This is about Trans Tifa. Do y'all know what that means? Trans Tifa? It's not Antifa, it's Trans Tifa. That's what this whole trans movement is all about. It's Antifa that are trans. Trans Tifa. So when you talk about Antifa, make sure you say it correctly from now on. It's Trans Tifa. Trans Tifa. Listen to this representative out of the state of Florida talking about Trans Tifa and that how Trans Tifa, they are not of Earth. Trans Tifa, they are demonic demons. Might as well be from another planet.
Just so you know, this is Webster Barnaby. He's a Republican legislator in Florida.
Yes. Listen to him. It's a black man talking about Trans Tifa. Now, he doesn't say Antifa at all, but he's actually talking about Trans Tifa.
society today, and it's like I'm watching an X-Men movie with people that, when you watch the X-Men movies or Marvel comics, it's like we have mutants living among us on planet Earth. And, you know, some people don't like that, but that's a fact. We have people that live among us today on planet Earth that are happy to display themselves as if they were mutants from another planet. This is the planet Earth, where God created men, male, and women, female. I'm a proud Christian conservative Republican. I'm not on the fence. There is so much darkness in our world today. So much evil in our world today. And so many people who are afraid to address the evil, the dysphoria, the dysfunction. I'm not afraid to address the dysphoria or the dysfunction. The Lord rebuke you, Satan.
Yes, rebuke you, Satan. Rebuke you.
And all of your demons and all of your imps will come and parade before us. That's right. I called you demons and imps.
And you know what? I call them demoncrats. Right? But they are demons and imps. That's exactly what they are. Trans-tifa. These leftist trans terrorists, trans-tifa, they're trying to kill Christians. The FBI going after Christians. That's why they don't have any issues with trans-tifa attacking Christians, because that's their MO. That's what they want. This man, this young man is so spot on.
Will come and parade before us and pretend that you are part of this world. So I'm saying my righteous indignation is stirred. I am sick and tired of this. I'm not going to put up with it. You can test me and try to take me on, but I promise you I'll win every time. Mm. Let's all vote up on this bill. Thank you.
Yes. And you know what? There's another story. Is this the same bill, Shannon, that they're talking about from out of Florida?
About these
pedophiles.
Well, you know,
targeting children.
They're doing a lot of legislation down there, you know, just about like the books in the schools, and they don't want children to be indoctrinated. So there's a lot of legislation right, but with
there's
that.
There's another story about these pedophiles targeting children, and they're wanting to give these pedophiles the death penalty.
Yeah, I have it up on my screen now.
Let's put this up on the screen here.
I don't think this
is the same thing. But it's the same example of
what is going on down in Florida. And it says that Florida lawmakers poised to pass a law allowing death penalty for pedophiles. That is right. This is a news story today. If past pedophiles could be sent to death if they commit sexual battery on a child under 12 years old. According to the report, the House is scheduled Thursday to take up its version of the bill, while the Senate version was approved Tuesday by the Rules Committee, positioning it to go to the full Senate. The Supreme Court has previously ruled that imposing capital punishment in a rape case is unconstitutional, but that may change with the new justices. So wow, that is what is happening in Florida.
Wow.
Yeah, you liked that.
You know what?
You got all excited when
Shannon first told me that story. She just said, what do you think should happen? Because in Florida, I forget exactly how you said it, but they were saying in Florida, they're looking to give these pedophiles that's targeting children the death penalty. I said, get them off the planet. And see, now I've always been clear about that. If you're an adult, and I guess I would be kind of considered a libertarian when it comes to that. If you're an adult, see, I strongly believe in freedoms. You're an adult man and you want to put on lipstick and a tutu and do your thing, then go do your thing. I've said it multiple times. If you want to live a certain lifestyle, Will Johnson's not going to come to your door and tell you not to live that way. I'm not going to do it. You already know in your heart, because God put it on man's heart already when they're doing right or wrong. You don't need Will Johnson to tell you. But when you start targeting children, Get him off the planet. I have no sympathy for him. I'm sorry. You can say that I'm being mean because they're targeting children, want to sexually penetrate children. Get them off the planet. I have no sympathy for him. 100% disgusting. Get them off the planet. It infuriates me. What does the Bible say? It's better for you to put a millstone around your neck than to have one of these little ones fall. What does that mean? Put a millstone on your neck and throw it into the deepest deep. Have you ever looked at the images of a millstone online? It looks like a wheel with a hole in it. And it's heavy. I mean, it's extremely heavy. Throw it into the deep. Wrap it tied around your neck. It's better for you to do that than for you to target these children. But these demonic demons, they want, that's another reason why they want to reject God. It's another reason why the FBI is going after Christians right now, because they don't want you to believe. Now, think about it. They've already removed the Ten Commandments. They've already done that, right? They removed the Ten Commandments from the courthouses because they don't want you to be reminded of God's laws. Let me say thank you to R.S. Long. Thank you so much. Says Will Johnson, keep it up, brother, from another mother. Thank you so much. Continue prayers for your strength and focus. God bless you all. And says Shannon, I hope this is right. Great sidekick producer.
Oh, thank you.
You know, they say, let me tell y'all, when y'all do the Rumble rants like that, that goes to the slush fund to pay for my switchboard operator. It really does. It pays him and it pays her. I take none of it. It automatically goes to them.
And so, R.S. Long, he just became a monthly supporter too. So,
oh, really?
That's really amazing.
Well, that's so awesome. So when y'all do those Rumble rants, it goes to pay for my operator, my switchboard operator, and my producer, Shannon. I take none of it. It goes automatically to them. So it really does make a difference when you support what we're doing here. It really does. Okay, let me go to this next one here before we run out of time. Okay, now you all have heard the story about the Bud Light issue, right? Why is it not racist for a man to do woman face? You know, talking about how they do blackface? See, when they do blackface, and it's all been Democrats in the past that's done blackface. It's been all Democrats. Even Trudeau in Canada did blackface. But it's okay when they do it, right? It's okay. Was it Howard Stern? He did blackface too. But it's okay when you have these idiot leftist progressives do blackface. And then they call all white Republicans racist when they're doing the racist stuff. Listen to this. This is on Greg Gutfeld on Fox News, where this young man here is talking about. How does he say it? Let's just play and listen to how he describes it, because he's so spot on.
I think, all jokes aside, the ugliness of this is, you mentioned Rachel Dolezal, mm-hmm. right, who wanted to live her life as a black woman. Mm-hmm. And she was doing what? Working to enrich and help black kids get into school. Mm-hmm. And everyone was attacking her for stealing a culture.
Yeah,
even though she was doing things, and myself,
yeah.
I made jokes, but she was doing things to try to help the group that she wanted to imitate. How many times did you see her on TV go, mm-hmm, yeah, girl, what, uh-huh, I got a baby daddy, huh?
No, yeah.
Never did that once. Mm-hmm. And if she did, we'd be saying what? Mm-hmm. She was wearing blackface.
Yeah.
She was being racist. Devin's wearing woman face. Mm-hmm. He's parading around like the dumbest.
I'm so glad that he said he, because some people call this dude a she, and he straight up said he. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just had to break in and say that, but listen what he says.
Woman in the world.
Yeah.
You guys didn't know what happens.
Actually, let me take it back a little bit, because y'all need to hear just that little part when he's talking about, you know, when he says he. I just want to make sure y'all hear what he says after that. I do apologize for stopping it.
Yeah. You guys didn't know what happens in March.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. That's women. Yeah. Women are bubbly and dumb and cry and make faces. That's blackface, but it's woman face.
Yep, woman and face.
That used to be not okay. Now you got the same thing, where now men who dress as women can chase a woman down the hall, threaten to beat her up, demand that she gives them money to let her go, and they're applauded for it.
And that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening in our society. It's woman face. It's woman face. And no woman is acting like that dude. There's no women doing that. How many women, Shannon, how many women do you know that's doing like this dude with the Bud Light cans?
Oh my gosh, I don't talk like him.
No.
I don't dance around like a 12-year-old kid.
No.
I mean,
he's trying to imitate what he believes that women should be like, or what they should be like.
Yeah.
And you have major companies pouring money into this dude so he can continue doing this perversion. It's bizarre to me.
Yeah, it's offensive, really, you know, because he doesn't act anything like us. And to portray women like that is insulting, quite honestly.
It's, you know what? I would imagine it is. I would imagine it is completely insulting to every single woman, especially when you have universities, colleges, companies awarding, even the federal government awarding these sick men over women.
Well, the thing is they're also advertising. They want to advertise to me.
Yes.
And something that they think I relate to, right?
Right.
Because you're supposed to relate to their advertisement. That, as a woman, him in a Nike bra, does not relate to me at all.
Really? You didn't want to go out and get a Nike bra?
Or Bud Light, either.
You didn't want to go out and get a Bud Light after that?
Bud Light, but...
Yeah. I don't think I ever... I'm pretty sure I've had Bud Light in the past when it was, you know, just nothing else.
The only thing available.
Yeah, only thing. But not anymore.
At a party. And somebody's like, hey, what about Bud Light?
I'll just do water. I don't even drink anymore. So, put it this way. I bought a six-pack of beer. It was actually it was Coors. I bought a six-pack of Coors and sat in the refrigerator for six months.
I think it was like a year it expired.
It probably did. It did expire. I didn't even get to drink it. You know, I was like, and sometimes I say, okay, when I get down, I'm going to go crack me open a beer. Like if I would say it right now, I would get up and I would completely forget doing something else and go to sleep. And I said, oh, I forgot I was going to give me a beer. That's who I am though. I don't, that's something, some people can't control it, but I don't drink like that.
You know what I think they need to use? You know that, what's his name? Dylan or whatever. You know what I think they need to use him as? As a poster child for mental health pills,
yes.
Xanax, or, you know.
Prophylax.
Psychology.
Yeah.
Offices.
The lunatics are running San Francisco, the asylum, and all of this. The lunatics are
asylum.
Yeah, exactly. The lunatics are in control. Okay, before we have to get out of here, I want to play something else for you that's absolutely positive. I thought so. This was extremely powerful. Elon Musk has labeled the NPR. He has labeled NPR as state media. That means they're controlled by the government, which is, I thought NPR was funded by the government. Isn't NPR paid by the government?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Maybe, I don't
know. NPR, mean, yeah. It's what is it? National Publication Radio or something like that, right? They're fun and it's their state media. So they do the propaganda for the communist government. Well, anyways, listen to what Elon Musk says here. Because a lot of liberals saying that Elon Musk got his butt handed to him. Listen.
Content you don't like or hateful? What do you mean to describe a hateful thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just content that will solicit a reaction, something that may include something that is slightly racist or slightly sexist, those kinds of.
Now, this was an interview with the BBC. This is not NPR. On NPR, on Twitter, NPR is jumping off because he labeled them as state media, which they are.
So you think if something is slightly sexist, it should be banned?
Is that
what you're saying?
I'm not saying anything.
I'm just curious. I'm trying to say what you mean by hateful content. And I'm asking for specific examples. And you just said that if something is slightly sexist, that's hateful content. Does that mean that it should be banned?
Well, you've asked me whether my feed, whether it's got less or more, I'd say it's got slightly more.
That's why I'm asking for examples. Can you name one example?
I honestly don't need a single example. I'll tell you why, because I don't actually use that for you feed anymore because I just don't particularly like it. A lot of people are quite similar. I only look at my following.
You said you've seen more hateful content, but you can't name a single example.
He can't name, and you know what, it goes on and on and on and on that way. And he can't name a simple thing, one example at all. He can't name anything. And he's like, just give me an example. And he can't. But before we run out of time, do we have time? Let me play this for you.
Has BBC changes covered misinformation?
The BBC does not set the rules on Twitter, so I'm asking you.
No, I'm talking about the BBC's misinformation about COVID.
I'm literally asking you about, you change the labels, the COVID misinformation labels. There used to be a policy, it then disappeared. Why do that?
Well, COVID is no longer an issue. Does the BBC hold itself at all responsible for misinformation regarding masking and side effects of vaccinations? And not reporting on that at all.
Wow.
And what about the fact that the BBC was put under pressure by the British government to change its editorial policy? Are you aware of that?
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. Elon Musk was just hitting him hard. And then he wanted to change the subject. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about something else. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us.
Mad
Please,
man.
Unite America First, uniteamericafirst.com. Please support me today. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
It's a MyPillow 2.0, and your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, "Well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever." So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history, just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
With the talk of nuclear fallout amongst different countries, one thing that is not discussed is a possible EMP attack. What is that, you ask? With an EMP, they can destroy cities without a single tactical nuke, which causes massive destruction. But there is a solution. With EMP Shield, you can protect yourself and your family from a possible EMP attack. To do so, simply go to EMPShield.com to find out more information. There are three goals when it comes to EMP protection. 1. Improve risk awareness of electromagnetic threats and hazards. 2. Enhance capability to protect critical infrastructure. 3. Promote effective electromagnetic instance response and recovery efforts. The United States is prepared for extreme magnetic instances, but where does that leave you? Do not depend on the government to save you. Use promo code UAFShield and take advantage of this great deal and protect yourself and your family today at EMPShield.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.